exploited, was shown by Yochai Toyos Pnimius on Lag BaOmer, Tavshin Pei Daled, Bezrat Hashem. So Rashi says in Bereishis that there's when the land put out trees, that it was meant to be that the fruit was going to have the tree, the wood of the tree would have the same flavor as the tree. Okay, so we want to understand what that's about. There's also in the story with Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda said how wonderful the actions of this nation are. Rabbi Yossi was quiet, and Rabbi Shimon said, no, their kavanah was wrong. So I want to understand Rabbi Yossi. Why did Rabbi Yossi say nothing? Okay, we've also got another question that Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, who it's not the same Rabbi Yossi, but it's the same Inyan because they have the same name. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen was a couple of generations earlier. It says in Pirkei Avos that he was a Chosid. Yeah, remember that the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that Rabbi Yossi HaKohen a Chosid. And when it asked him, when he asked his Talmidim to go and find out what the central column of the Torah was, he said, Shochein Toiv, a good neighbor. Okay? What's that about? Good neighbor. Why is that the foundation of the Torah? Then there's the Inyan, why did Rashbi eat cheruvim, like carobs? What was that about? Also, when Rashbi came out of the cave with his son Rabbi Elazar, after 12 years in the cave, why were they so upset by the people plowing? The people were plowing and planting. Yeah, they just saw people and they said they're the Russian is, yeah, they're letting go of eternal life and they're involved in the temporary life, meaning they're not learning Torah, they're involved in this world. Yeah, and they got very angry. They went back into the cave. And they came out, and Rabbi Shimon was very happy when he saw a yid carrying two bundles of like spices, whatever. And he said, "Why are you doing that?" And he said, "It's to cover Shabbos, Shomer HaZachor." And also, why was it that Rabbi Shimon sat in the sand? Why did he sit in the sand for 12 years? What's the symbology? What is that about? That's driven me nuts for many years. Yeah, so a lot of questions. What's the most wonderful thing when we think about Hashem? What's the wonder, the ultimate wonder? It's not his infinity, it's not his omnipotence, it's not his omniscience, his all-knowing, however, how do you say that, omniscience. It's not his chokhmah or his kindness. You know what the pella that all of that is based on is the fact that he is. The fact that there is, as opposed to there isn't. The fact that there is, react, there's nothing else to say. You understand? The fact that he is, not the fact that he is infinite, or the fact that he is all-knowing, or the fact that he's all-powerful. The first part of that whole thing is that he is. Now we start talking about what he is, how he is. But the fact that he is, think about that. That's mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing. He just is, meaning there is, as opposed to there isn't. Now, what is there? Now, that's already stage two. So the difference between that he's all-powerful and all-knowing and etc., yeah, that's like the difference between one and a squillion, 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 yeah? Whereas the fact that he is the difference between zero and one. And the gulf between zero and one is infinite. That's much greater, infinitely greater than the difference between one and a squillion, billion, squillion, squillion. Keeps on that forever. It's not even, it's a different thing. The difference between zero and one is the difference between nothing and something. Then the difference between one and endless ones with endless zeros is the difference between something very small and something very, 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 very big. You're still in the world of something. That's not going from nothing to something. So that's really the Pella, that they're just, that there is. Chayin. That's the Inyan of Chayin. Yes. Is there God? Chayin. Yes, there is. Is there reality? Chayin. Kaf. Nun. Yes. So now, when it comes to the kavanas of the mitzvah and the machshavas, the seichel behind the mitzvah, there's endless madrigas, endless madrigas. If you'll compare the kavanas of me putting a mezuzah on my door to the kavanas of Moshe Rabbeinu putting a mezuzah on his door, it'd be like the difference between one and a squillion, squillion, squillion. Yeah? But if you compare the Maisa mitzvah of my Maisa mitzvah and Moshe's Maisa mitzvah, same way, because Chayin, were you makan the mitzvah, yes or no? You put it there, it's a kosher scroll, yeah? You nailed it in the right place, it's on the doorpost, Chayin, done. There's nothing more to say about it. In regards to the kavanas and the hagoshas and all the emotions, etc., yeah, there's endless levels we can talk about. But the actual mitzvah itself is just yes. Yes or no? We say yes if it is. Just see how close that is to the essence of God. How similar that is to the fact that God is before he is this or is that. He just is. That's the madrega of the Maisa mitzvah. That's why the Maisa mitzvah is so, to call it heilig is even, it's beyond heilig. It's mamash elokus. It's of his essence mamash. It's the same as the fact that God is. It shares the most peladic thing. It's not a thing about Hashem. There's no words to use there, but it shares in the essence of God. It's similar in the fact that it is nothing more. And that's the first thing that we say with Rabbeinu Shalom, Chayin, he is. So now, what's the inyan with the Hasidim, with the concept of hachonas for a mitzvah? Yeah? The idea is that we do hachonas. As Hasidim, we're more into hachonas. Yeah? What's the inyan? Hachonas mean preparation. Yeah? Preparation for a mitzvah is a big thing by the Hasidim. So we always thought, well, I always thought that it was so that the mitzvah will be performed in a higher way. Yeah? Will be with more hislavas, more emotion, more seichel, more kavanah, etc. Really, the inyan of see the ah. Oh, you missed a whole bunch of stuff already. You really have to say that again for you.
Yeah, he'll pick it up. He's a smart boy.
Okay. Chaim, we basically just said the first thing to say about Hashem, the first thing is that he is. It's nice to see you, by the way. That he is. Not that he is this or he is that. He is infinite. He is all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's all-present. Yeah? Just the fact that he is, that's the biggest pella. The fact that there is something as opposed to nothing. That is the essence of God. You can't say anything more about it. We said that's represented by the word chayin, kaf nun. Yes. Is there God? Is there reality? Is there something other than nothing? Chayin. Now it's infinite. It's all knowing. It's all powerful. Yeah. I see you're happy with the profundity of this. You know, this is really the essence of everything. So I was saying to Yitzi just now is when we're talking about madrigas of Kavana, there's endless madrigas of Kavana. Yeah? Me and Moshe Rabbeinu put a mezuzah on a doorpost. His Kavana is like a billion billion. My Kavana is like one. Yeah? But the difference between Hashem being is the difference between zero and one. The fact that Hashem is just the one. It's not zero, it's one. Now, the fact that he's omnipotent and omniscient and infinite and all these different things, yeah, that's now the difference between one and endless numbers. So the actual Maisa mitzvah, which is binary, will you Makayim a mitzvah, yes or no? There's no madregas. There could be bidyeved, but there's not madregas in the kiyum of the Maisa mitzvah. You did it? Yes. You didn't do it? The mezuzah was in the right place? It was a kosher scroll? Yes. What were your kavanas like? Well, that's endless levels. So the Maisa mitzvah, the physical Maisa mitzvah, shares in the essence of the Rabbeinu Shem. The closest thing that we know to the most profound thing that we know about Hashem is the actual Maisa mitzvah. Yes or no? Not how did you do it, with what with which energies, how much emotion, how much kavana, yeah? Just yes or no. That shares in the essence of the Creator. And that's the inyan of the physical world. The physical world, now we're back to where we were before, yeah? The physical world is. As in, this cup, it just is. Now you can start talking about its qualities, yeah? It's brown, it's tall, it's hollow, it holds well. That's qualities of what it is, but it is. And in the same way, this is my mouse. It just is. Now it's black, it's round, it does what it does, whatever it is, yeah? But all of the physical world, we're talking about emotions and intellect, you can't say it's not solid enough. It's not defined enough. It's this, it's that, it's changing, it's the whole, it's always different, yeah? Whereas the physical world is hard and fast, and you can use the word chayim. Yes, the mouse is. Your emotions are, you with me?
Yeah.
So in this, on that level, on the level of the physical world, it shares in the essence of the Creator. When we're talking about the power of Hashem and the infinity of Hashem and the all-knowingness of Hashem and the wisdom of Hashem and all that kind of stuff, yeah, that's all madregas. That's like more to do with our intellect and with our emotions. That's connected, yeah? But his essence that he is, that is symbolized by the physical world. The physical world, the lowest level of creation, and the utter essence of God that he is, share. They share the same. It's very difficult. The words for this are very difficult. You with me? You happy?
Isn't it?
Okay. So we'll iron it out a bit more. So that's the level of chayim. Yeah. So we asked Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, yeah, in the Mishnah Avos, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asks him, he says, go out and find the Derech Yeshara. Is that the Rosh in a minute? He says to them, go out and find Derech Yeshara Sheyidbak Bo HaAdam. What's the Derech Ezi Derech Yeshara Sheyidbak Bo HaAdam? Meaning, what's it all about? And Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, who was called the Chassid, remember, this is what Rabbi Shimon brought to the world, Chassidus, yeah? Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, a Chassid, he said, Shochein, a good neighbor. You remember the Mishnah? He says, so you've got Rabbi Eliezer says, an ayin toiv, Rabbi Yeshua omer chaver toiv, Rabbi Yossi omer shochein toiv, Rabbi Shimon omer haroes anoylad, Rabbi Lazar omer leiv toiv. Yeah, that's a famous Mishnah.
Which Mishnah is it?
It's in the second chapter, Mishnah Tess. That's the famous with the five students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So what's this inyan of shochein toiv, a good neighbor? So Rabbi Shimon, the story begins. Rabbi Yehuda says, look how wonderful look how he says, Pasach Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda Omar, come and know ma'aseihem shel umazu. How wonderful are the actions of this nation. Tikmu Shvakim, Tikmu Gesharim, Tikmu Mochatzos. They made all these nice things, bridges, marketplaces, bridges, and bathhouses. Rabbi Yossi shuts up. Rabbi Yossi said nothing. He was quiet. Nana Rashbi, v'amakol ma'ashe tiknu lo tiknu ela letzorich atzman tiknu. The only reason they made all this stuff was for themselves. It was all selfish. And he goes on and he's Magana then. They made the bridges for the taxes, etc. So it's so interesting. You've got Rabbi Yehuda, who's like, look, the actions were great. Wonderful. I don't care about the kavanas. The actions were good. Rabbi Shimon says, I don't care about the actions. The kavanas were great. The kavanas were bad. Gerura, finished. Rabbi Yossi shuts up. Why didn't Rabbi Yossi say anything? And if he was just being there quiet, why did the Gemara mention him as well? He just didn't say anything. So Rabbi Yehuda said that their maasim are good. Rabbi Shimon said their kavanas are bad. And Rabbi Yossi didn't say anything, so just leave him out. What's the shasa? Why didn't he say anything? With me? You hear the depth of where we're going with this? So now Rashbi, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda gets an aliyah, mishabech, they give him a mishabech, the Romans. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi, he didn't say anything, that they put him in galus. That's a bit stark, yeah. Rabbi Shimon, they gave him a gezeira, they were goyzer to kill him. So he had to run if he went to the Mara. Yeah. So his whole inyan is the Maisa is not choshuv. There's no cheshivas to the Maisa. It's all about the kavana. They did these great things. You're right. I agree that these are great things, but so what? It was for themselves. So he goes and sits in sand 12 years. Shut that. He sat in chol for 12 years. Yeah. What's chol? Chol is the vach, the 6 days of the week. You got Shabbos and chol. He sat in the sand for 12 years, and it's obviously tikkun. It was obviously Hashem's trying to teach him something or take him to the next madrega. Yeah. So he comes out of the Mara with his son Rabbi Elazar, and he hadn't hit where he needed to get to quite yet because he's looking at all the people involved in the work of this world, yeah. And he turns around, they get upset with Elazar and with Shimon. They're like they throw away the Chaye Olam for Chaye Shah. They're involved in the stuff of this world and they're not involved in Torah. And what's the yeah, that's terrible. And they started burning everyone up, yeah. So Rabbi Shimon says, go back to the cave. They had another 12 months in the cave, it says, because that's the din of Gehenna. Yeah, it says the reason why they had 12 months in the cave is because that's how long Gehenna lasts. So they went through a kind of Gehenna, yeah? And they come out, and now Reb Elazar is burning stuff up still. Reb Shimon's fixing it. And he sees a yid carrying two bundles of adas, of like spices, whatever. He says, why are you carrying this? He says, the covered Shabbos. He says, you could just have one. He says, Zocha v'shama. And then and it says that Rabbi Shimon, Amalei Lebrei, so Rabbi Shimon says to his son, Chazi kama chaviv in mitzvah shel Yisrael yosef da'atei, that he saw, when he saw how chaviv the mitzvahs were to the Yidden, he had yishev das, he relaxed. What was the madrega he came to? What was it that Rabbi Shimon came to that he then gave to the rest of the world, which was Hasidus? He came to the understanding of Rabbi Yossi. See, Rabbi Yossi said the path is Shechein Toiv, which could be read Shechein Toiv, that the chein, not with the ches, with the kaf, the isness, just the isness, that the fact that there is. Is toiv, that it's shakuf, it's transparent. There isn't a chiluk. See, Rabbi Yehuda was holding a dagesh on the Maisa. Rabbi Shimon was holding a dagesh on the Kavana. But Rabbi Yossi didn't say anything because he knew that it's the same inyan. It's the same, that there's the chain. And then there's the Kavana afterwards as well. And we can't separate between them. So Reb Shimon went into the cave for 12 years and sat in the chol. He sat in the 6 days of the week, in a sense. He was immersed in the gashmius of this world, so to speak, to start to understand the infinity, the not the infinity, it's beyond infinity, the connection of the physical world with the essence of God. That the actual Maaseh Mitzvah is Mamash Choshev. We know you understand the Kavanas Choshev, but now we're teaching you that the Maaseh Mitzvah is Mamash Choshev. In fact, even more Choshev. So he comes out of the after being immersed in the Chol, in the Gashmias of the world, that is Inyan of it just is. The sand just is. The earth just is. It started to impact him. So he comes out. It hadn't impacted him quite enough. He went back into the cave and was taken to the final level that he achieved, which was when he realized that the actual Maaseh Mitzvah, and he already knew the Kavanah was Choshev Ad Ma'od, but now he came to understand that the Maaseh Mitzvah actually shares in the essence of God Mamash. And that's Shechein Tov. That's the whole inyan of Chassidus. And that is when the fruit of the tree, we said at the beginning, you missed this, but Rashi says in Bereishis that originally the original plan is that the wood of the tree should taste like the fruit of the tree. The wood of the tree is the means to the end, which is the fruit.
Action.
The means to the end is this world. But the original Kavanah, where we're trying to get back to, is to understand that the means to the end and the end are Hainuchach, they're bound up in each other, mamash. So originally the plan was that the eights of the tree should taste the same as the fruit, that there shouldn't be a chiluk between means to ends and ends, meaning that the klipa and kedusha is all echad, mamash. Not to push away the Maaseh, which is the Klipa, like Rabbi Shimon was doing, but to know that really the Klipa is actually the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Mamash, because that shares in the essence of God. Why? Because the Klipa says, Ani v'afsi oy, the Klipa is called Elohim Acherim. That's a Shem Hashem Elohim. So the Klipa actually shares in the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mamash. So Rabbi Shimon went into the Mara. He went into the hole to help to get that clear, that really we all know Kavanah Zizi, everyone knows, the Goyim know that the Ruchnius is good, but the Chiddush of the Yidden is that the Gashmius is Tov Ma'oid. The Gashmius is very good because that's where Hashem can actually be himself, because that's who Hashem really is. He just is. The fact that he's infinite and the fact that he's big and Godol, Noira, Vehule, Vehule, that's all to do with Kavanah's Ruchnius. But the fact that he just is, that's what Gashmius shares in common with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Rabbi Shimon, that's what Panimius HaTorah brought to the world. That everyone knows the Kavanah's Choshev. But Rabbi Shimon learned the hard way that in fact the Maaseh is even more Choshev. And that's why it's called Hachana LeMitzvah from Loshen Chein, Chaf Nun. The Hasidim always put a dagesh on the preparations for the mitzvah, which is called Chachonah. That's bringing the chein, the kaf nun, the yesness, the isness, into the actual mitzvah, meaning the klipa of the world. Chachonah means you're using the klipa of this world, you're drafting the klipa of this world into the mitzvah. And that's the entire avoid of the, and that's the essence of Hasidus. The essence of Hasidus is understanding that the Chiddush of the Ribbono Shel Olam is that he is, not that he is dot dot dot. And that's his chabrus to essence mamash. That's his chabrus to essence mamash. And that's why he was eating a chruv. Why was he eating chruvim? What's a chruv? A carob? See, a regular fruit, you've got the orange and then you've got the clipper around it. You peel off the clipper, you throw it away. That's what everyone thinks this world is, meaning You throw away the gashmius and you hold on to the ruchnius. You get rid of the means to the end, the peel, the klipa, and you're mischaber yourself to the fruit. Yeah? That's what Yiddishkeit is. Yiddishkeit is the carob is a klipa. The carob has no pre. The carob is the klipa, and it's the sweetest fruit there is. The fruit and the klipa of the carob is that's what it is. So Rabbi Shimon was eating that because he came to the Madrega of understanding that really the Rabbeinu Shloim is actually found, that the essence of the Rabbeinu Shloim is found in the Klipa Mamash, not in the Ruchnius, not in the Kavanas, and not in the Hagoshas, but in the Maaseh Mitzvah. And that's the Chiddush of the Torah. That's why when the Torah came down to Har Sinai, before that, the Avos were Mekayim the Mitzvahs with Kavana. And they did a little like a Maaseh, like Yaakov put on the vines on his arms, and Avram sat under the tree for Sukkah, etc. Yeah, they just there was a hint to the Maaseh, but the mitzvah was the kavana. By Matan Torah, the Metzias of reality flipped around, where now the kavana became secondary mamash. You can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tefillin with vines, no matter how much kavana you have. But if you put on these black boxes, yeah, as they're prescribed in Shulchan Aruch, and you don't have any kavana, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Because that was what the chiddush of the Torah was, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam has come, that the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam is compatible with the klipa of the world, more than the ruchnius of the world. Because it just is the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam is mamash compatible with the klipa of this world, and that's the whole inyan of panimiyus haTorah, the whole inyan of panimiyus haTorah, and that's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe finished the whole thing by telling us that inyan of the Alter Rebbe, which was explained by the that's the inyan of dira b'tachtonim. It's not that he wanted the lowest realm; it's that, well, he did, but it's because that in him are actually compatible with his essence. Everything above that is all madrigas, but the fact that this world just is, which is of the essence, that shares in the essence of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and that's what we're doing in our lives, is trying to be mischaber to that reality. That's the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Shvi zoicha. Lag BaOmer is a very, very big day. And big oils come down. I say to everyone, you should always just on Lag BaOmer, make sure you have a scrap of paper and a pen in your pocket, because things come down, and it's so important that when the Rabbeinu Shlomo is magalit you anything, that you write it down, even if no one's ever going to see it, just that you write it down. And why? Wow, that's the inyan, isn't it? When you've written it down, it's become chayin, definite. That's as much as the inyan. You made it definite. When it's in your mind, it's machshavas. It's like here, da, 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 da. Write it down. You've mamash brought it down into reality, and that's the whole. That's beautiful. Baruch Hashem, thank you. That's the whole inyan mamash. You write it down, and you took it into the level of chayim, which is hachana, Zvat Hashem. And that's why it says, just to, I'm not going to say the whole Torah, but remember the Torah of Baal Ha'Oseh HaTzar when Aaron lit the menorah, that I've said many, many times. It says v'yaschein Aaron. He did. He just did. He put aside the Ave, he put aside the Yira, and he just did the Maaseh Mitzvah. That's Bechinas Chayin, Chaf, Nun. Very halakhic word. Okay, Chevrei, good yom tov, good shavuos.
Right, thank you. Thank you.